Let us pray. Indeed, O God, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth in this place and in everywhere. Open our hearts and let us prepare love with your children thus to share. Open our ears, O God, that we may hear voices of truth you sendest clear. For silently we wait for thee, ready for thy will to see, to hear, to perceive. Open our hearts, illumine us. Amen. My message this morning is a reflection based on the scripture that we read from Paul's letter to the Colossians. And in particular, I am reflecting on a few verses from that letter, verses 5 and 6, as well as verse 10, in which Paul writes and says this: "You have this faith and love because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. You previously heard about this hope through the true message, the gospel, which has come to you. This message has been bearing fruit and growing among you since the day you heard and truly understood God's grace." Paul continues saying, "We are praying this so that you can live lives that are worthy of the Lord and pleasing to him in every way, by producing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God." The sermon title is "Bearing Fruit," and this the message is picking up from this scripture passage where Paul says that the gospel of God is bearing fruit in and among us. My reflection is also a reflection on the experience that we had this past week at Vacation Bible Camp. And for those of you who are at Vacation Bible Camp, one thing that you may or may not have also noticed is that the week in Vacation Bible Camp also had other themes that we were employing. We were inviting you to immerse yourselves in four practices of our Christian faith. The practices of fellowship, that is, of coming together as Christian brothers and sisters, to be in community together, to be the body of Christ with one another. We were also inviting you to immerse yourself in learning, as you learn from the scriptures and seek to understand God's word and God's will for your lives. And we were inviting you to immerse yourself in prayer, using the Lord's Prayer as a thread throughout the week. We were trying to teach you how to pray and to pray as Jesus taught us. And we were immersing you in worship as we praise God and worship God for all that God has done for us. And these four spiritual practices were a part of what we were learning this week, and they are a part of what I think Paul is inviting us to remember when we hear the invitation to bear fruit, the fruit of the gospel. As I was reading this scripture, I came across a commentary by Professor Timothy Crutcher, out of which I found this quote that I also included in your bulletin. In the quote, Professor Crutcher says, "Paul, using the metaphor of agricultural growth, implicitly compares the gospel to a seed, one that God planted. The point for Paul is that the gospel bears fruit. It's productive. It does something. In Paul's view, the gospel is not just a report of something that God did in the past, Jesus died for our sins back there, but rather it is a message that is active toward the future, a hope that empowers the way people live here and now. The gospel is productive. It does something. It bears fruit and empowers God's people to live in the here and now. And what we were doing at Vacation Bible Camp, kids, is to learn about the gospel and to have it become a part of who we are so that it can be like a seed that God has planted in us, and that seed would grow. Now, in thinking about this metaphor of the gospel being the seed that God has planted in us, I was immediately brought back to the gospel lesson in which Jesus teaches us about the parable of the sower. You may remember that parable. In that parable, Jesus describes the word of God as seed that a sower goes out to sow. And when the seed is sown, some of it falls on a path, and there it does not find soil for which to take root. It is trampled upon by feet that are treading on that path, and the birds of the air come and eat it, and it fails to bear fruit. Jesus says the word of God is also like a seed that is sown among rocky ground. There it might find shallow soil and it takes root, but because it has no deep roots, the sun will beat down on it and eventually it withers and dies. And then the word of God is like the seed sown among thorns. And when it tries to grow, the thorns choke it and prevent it from fully growing. But some word is cast upon good soil, and that seed that is cast in good soil certainly grows and is able to eventually bear fruit. In thinking about this, I was thinking about how the sower is so generous to cast his seed wherever the seed would land. God is the sower and we are the soil. And it doesn't matter if God finds in us rocky ground or thorny bushes, God still is gracious enough to sow God's seed into our lives. And God does this because God is that generous and extravagant, but also God is a God who is able to do so much more than we can ever ask or imagine. As I was thinking about what God is able to do, an image came to mind that I have seen on the internet before. It is an image of a dandelion that is growing up out through a pavement that is paved on the road, but breaking through and trying to reach for the sun. Sometimes, even if God finds in us a rocky ground or thorny bushes, God is able to give us the grace to enable the seed that God has planted in us to grow. It may be difficult, it may be rough, but that seed still has the capacity to grow because the grace of God is that amazing and that extravagant that it can break through even the most harshest of conditions. This is good news, I believe, that the God who sows indiscriminately knows that when we take root, God is able to make all things grow. The Vacation Bible Camp was about nurturing in us some fertile ground. Vacation Bible Camp was about nurturing in you some fertile ground. And sometimes we know that it is hard to listen and to take in the lessons that we are learning, but the good news is that Jesus Christ, who is the Word, continues to love us, to care for us, to speak to us, and to come to us day in and day out. And he is the one, he is the true sower who is going to tend to our lives and to help the seed of his word implanted in us to grow. The practices of fellowship, learning, prayer, and worship are among the basic practices that we are called as Christians to employ as a means for cultivating our lives and our hearts so that God can find good soil in us. When we come together for fellowship, we come to learn what it means to truly love God and love one another. We come to be a community of faith that shares with one another. We share our joys and our sorrows. We share our lives. We work together. And through all of this, God's Spirit works in us, enabling us to be a witness for the world of what it means to be the people of God. Because Jesus did say, "The world will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So the practice of fellowship is about learning to live together and love one another and grow in love with God and with one another. The prayer, the practice of learning, is another one that we were inviting you to this week, and we were learning the scriptures together. Through learning the scriptures, we are opening ourselves up to the seed that is the word of God revealed in scripture. We learn from the scriptures to understand what God desires for us. We learn from the scriptures what God's will is for us, and we take this in so that it can become a part of who we are, so that we can remember these words in every day of our lives. Because we know that we live in a world where we hear other messages that are sometimes and maybe often contrary to God's will for our lives. And so we are invited to learn from the scriptures so that we can remember what God wants from us and live in the way that God desires. And that when we face things in the world that teach something contrary to what God desires, we can go back to the scriptures and say, "I know what God wants for me and for the world." And of course, we were coming together to learn how to pray. Prayer is about opening ourselves up to the Spirit of God so that it may work in us and move in us to lead us in the way that God desires for us to be. Prayer is about communicating and relating with God. Prayer is not just about us talking to God, but it is most fundamentally about listening for God. And so we were inviting you to pray through the Lord's Prayer and think about what it means to live out of the Lord's Prayer. And that the Lord's Prayer is not just some words that we say to end a prayer, but it is actually an invitation that God gives us about to live in a way that God desires. So that when we pray, say prayers like, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," we can then think about what is God's will for our lives and how can we live that way. Or when we pray, "Give us today our daily bread," we can think about how God is giving us our daily bread and how we are called to be a part of giving others their daily bread. The skits that you did, children, were inviting you to think about how to live this Lord's Prayer out. Not just something that you say, but something that you live. And of course, we were wrapping all of this with worship and giving thanks to God, glorifying God, and praising God for all that God has given us. God, who loved the world so much, as you sang, that God sent God's Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever would believe in him would have life, and life that does not perish. Bearing fruit is the message that Paul then gives us. The gospel of God, which is that God loved the world in order to send Jesus Christ in the world for our lives, that gospel has been shared with you at Vacation Bible Camp, and other situations in lives every Sunday in worship, that word is communicated to you time and time again. And sometimes as that word is being sown among you, some people are ready to hear and that word takes root, but other times it might find you experiencing situations where there is rocks in your life or thorns in your life or just a path in your life where that the gospel does not take root, yet still God still sows God's seed, the gospel. But Paul said this. He said that he was praying for us, the church, that this message, this gospel, may bear fruit, growing among us since the day we heard it. And Paul says he was praying for us so that we can live lives that are worthy of the Lord, pleasing to him in every way by producing fruit in every good work. And that led me to think about, how do we bear fruit in the world? Well, I think that the scripture gives us some hints to that. In the book of Galatians, Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit, and I think when we live out of love, when we live with joy, with patience, with faithfulness, and all the things that Paul describes in Galatians and elsewhere, we are bearing fruit. And then the next question then becomes, how can we tend to our lives so that the seed of the gospel may take root, grow, and eventually bear fruit? Well, to that I will say that everything that we did in Vacation Bible Camp and everything that we attempt to do in the church through fellowship, learning, prayer, and worship are ways for us to cultivate good soil in us, so that when the seed of the gospel is implanted in us, it may indeed bear fruit. As I was thinking about this fruit, an image came to my mind, and it is the image of my strawberry patch at the house. Several years, when I first came here, I went to live in the parsonage where Pastor Lisa used to live in, and there she had strawberry patches, a small strawberry patch. I decided to move the strawberries from one place to a raised bed that a friend of mine had helped me build. And as I did that, I started caring for that strawberry patch, watering it, weeding it. And I thought, I didn't know much about gardening, but I thought that in that first year, I would get this bountiful harvest of strawberries. Well, the time came and there were no strawberries. I was like, okay, I'll give it one more year. The next year, I tended to that garden. I weeded it. I make sure that it had water and all of that. And surely I thought this year would be the year that I will get strawberries. And lo and behold, I got these teeny little strawberries that didn't even do anything. They withered and they died. And then the next year, I was like, well, maybe I inherited seeds that were a dud. Then they're useless. But I continued to weed them and water them and tend to that garden. And lo and behold, this year, at long last, after years of waiting, I got a bountiful harvest of strawberries. Sometimes the word of God is like that. Sometimes the practices that we engage in of prayer, fellowship, worship are like that. We may not get an immediate response. We may not get an immediate experience of bearing fruit. But if we stay the course, if we remain faithful, God continues to work in us and among us. And sooner or later, we are going to reap a bountiful harvest and bear the fruit that God desires in the world. I pray that it may be so for you. Amen.